HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado festival, event, and travel information. If I sound a little stuffed up, it's because I've come down with a head cold that seems to have taken out half the state. So if you've escaped it so far, take your vitamin C and keep drinking lots of water. Of course, that's what I had been doing, so what do I know? Anyway, 2013 has been a crazy year so far. Breckenridge was a blast, as you could probably tell by the pictures. I even ran into a few HeidiTown citizens at this event, which gives me warm fuzzies. Uller Festival is basically a week-long party involving Viking helmets. The parade was the highlight, and I've written about my judging experiences at HeidiTown.com. You can also see pictures of the craziness there as well. This is going to be one of those segments where I throw out some events at you because there's a lot of winter fun coming up, and I don't want you to miss out. First, I want to remind you to keep tabs on Lincoln Center's amazing lineup. I never cease to be amazed by the high-caliber performers who come here to Fort Collins, Colorado. Go to lctix.com to see their jam-packed schedule. And speaking of theater, holiday shows are winding down and new shows are getting underway at local dinner theaters. If you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know that dinner theater is one of my top picks for a memorable evening out. Starting on January 24th, the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse will have a show with Colorado ties. It's the Unsinkable Molly Brown playing through March 30th. You still have a few weeks left to catch 42nd Street at Boulder's Dinner Theater, and after that, it's the regional premiere of The Church Basement Ladies. Playing through May, this one should be a hoot. Right here in Fort Collins, Forever Plaid is on stage at Midtown Art Center, but get there soon because it's a short run and done at the end of February. Some really awesome winter festivals are coming up, and there are tons that take place in February. There are several months during the year that I wish I had a clone, and oddly, February is one of them. First up is Winter Carnival in Grand Lake. Lots of Colorado mountain towns have a winter carnival. They were first developed as a way to help town folk cope with the winter blues. They tend to be a bit weird and wacky, and Grand Lake's Winter Carnival is no exception. This event is held the first Saturday in February and features all of the sorts of madness like bed races down Main Street, human bowling, snow golf, a snowman contest, a kid's steeplechase, and a lot more. This year's Winter Carnival theme is Alice in Wonderland. It's the perfect weekend to take the entire family to Grand Lake. We're heading up to take part in this fun weekend. In addition to the festival, we're planning to snowshoe in Rocky Mountain National Park and check out the brewery's new digs. For more information on Winter Carnival in Grand Lake, go to GrandLakeChamber.com. Another wild winter event just around the corner is Snowdown in Durango. Outside Magazine rates this as one of the top five winter festivals in the United States, so you know it's got to be good. I recommend following them on Facebook to get the lowdown on the insanity that is Snowdown. Also, make sure Snow Sculpture After Dark is on your calendar. This event, held yearly in Loveland, is now a sanctioned snow sculpture event, which means the winners will compete in the U.S. Snow Sculpting Nationals. Snow Sculpture After Dark starts on February 5th and runs through the 10th. Completed sculptures can be viewed on 4th Street in downtown Loveland. You can read more about Snow Sculpture After Dark on HeidiTown.com. It was last week's featured festival. And that's it for this week. Until next week, you can follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown. Join the Town's Block Party at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB or circle the town on Google+. Thanks for listening and please stay well.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.